Some Philadelphia filmmakers and musicians are expressing their love of old records by recording their own on antique equipment. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the 78 Project.
Most records are made of vinyl and spin at 33 and a third rotations per minute, but the older 78s spin at 78 RPMs and are made of acetate. They became obsolete some 70 years ago, but two Philadelphia natives, Alex Steyermark and Lavinia Jones-Wright, managed to get their hands on some portable 78 record cutters that were made in the 1930s. They're called Prestos.
We tracked down the first two to this very eccentric guy who lives out in a fisherman's house way out in the end of Long Island.
Lost my partner, what'll I do?
Steyermark and Wright traveled across the country recording people playing songs from the American Folk Songbook. For example, they met up with John Doe in Los Angeles to do this song. He used to be the frontman for the punk band X, and he played with one microphone in one take, no redos.
You know, artists now are so used to eliminating risk from the process of creating a recording, and you know, there's the opportunity to erase and redo, and we don't give them that. They're suddenly exposed and they're very vulnerable. And one of the things that we didn't anticipate was how emotional that really is for them.
Steyermark was inspired by Alan Lomax, the early 20th century musicologist who famously lugged one of these acetate cutting machines around rural America to make seminal folk and blues recordings. Almost 80 years later, Steyermark did the same with the same equipment, recording songs for a web series and then for a documentary film with musicians like Roseanne Cash, Jack White, and Loudon Wainwright. The 78 Project will be screened at the International House in Philadelphia, along with a live recording to the Presto by local musician Joseph Gennaro, also known as Joe Jack Talcum, the guitarist from the punk band The Dead Milkmen.
I love records. I've loved them since I was a little kid. My mom had 78 records. I used to play those. And the idea that this machine even exists and you can do this is appealing.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill.
Gennaro worked up a version of Railroad Bill. It's a folk song which could be about a degenerate outlaw or it could be about a vigilante folk hero.
There are no two versions that have the same exact set of lyrics, and it sounds like people are just making up lyrics and making up rhymes.
Because his recording to the Presto will be done in one take only, he has to accept that whatever happens, happens. And that's the magic of the 78. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
He's got a pistol as long as his arm. He shot every pig on Sheriff Crowley's farm.